Chapter 11. Questions and Answers. Suddenly, in the darkness, a voice said, "Police! Don't move! Put your hands in the air! You're surrounded! We're all armed. We are equipped with night-vision binoculars. We have the man called Donny. Release Quentin and come towards the red light with your hands in the air."
Quentin n'avait pas tout compris, mais en entendant que la police avait appréhendé Donny, il se sentit envahi par une vague de soulagement.
« Quentin !» cria la voix de sa mère. « Tout va bien ?»«
Oui, non, ils ont Lisa à West Park, elle est emprisonnée dans le sous-sol. »
Puis une douleur épouvantable explosa derrière son oreille droite et tout devint noir. Lorsque Quentin revint à lui, il n'était pas certain de ne pas être encore au beau milieu d'un rêve. De type cauchemar. Il était allongé sur un lit métallique au centre d'une chambre aux parois de verre avec une intraveineuse dans le bras gauche. Sa tête lui faisait horriblement mal. De l'autre côté des cloisons de verre, des hommes ou peut-être des femmes, masqués, allaient et venaient dans un ballet étrange et silencieux.
Quentin, said a voice to his left, pronouncing his name in English. Are you awake?
Il tourna la tête, mais il n'y avait personne. Seulement un haut-parleur sur sa table de nuit.
Yes, he said. I'm awake, I think. Where am I?
What's your full name, Quentin? Asked the voice.
Quentin Madiot, he said.
And what day is it today?
I don't know, said Quentin. Sunday or Monday?
Where am I?
You're in Epsom General Hospital, replied the voice, and I'm Dr. Claire Fraser.
Les événements de la nuit lui inondèrent le cerveau comme un tsunami. Donny, le docteur Morrow, la grippe espagnole, Lisa, il lutta de nouveau contre une pressante envie de vomir.
Where's Lisa? Is she okay? My head. Is Donny okay? Did you find Donny? My head.
We are running some tests on you, said Dr. Fraser. Do you understand? Tests to check you're okay.
Quentin nodded and the pain exploded in his head.
Your friend Lisa is fine, said Dr. Fraser. The police found her in West Park. She's here too. We're running tests on her too to check she's okay. I'll come and see you when the results are in.
And Donny? Asked Quentin.
Donny's here too. Don't worry, just relax. I'd come and see you as soon as possible.
Just relax. Easy to say.
Quentin was tired and scared, and his head was pulsating like a stroboscope with flashes of white light behind his eyes.
He was scared for Donny and Lisa, and he still didn't totally understand the whole thing. But he was too tired to think clearly. He closed his eyes.
When Quentin opened his eyes, a dark-haired woman was sitting near him.
Hello, Quentin, she said. I'm Dr. Fraser. How are you?
I'm okay, said Quentin. My head...
Il chercha comment dire que sa tête lui faisait un mal de chien, mais le médecin vint à son secours.
Your head hurts a lot. Ouch! That's quite normal. You've got concussion. Someone hit you on the head with a gun to prevent you from talking, apparently.
Elle mima l'acte de frapper, et Quentin comprit enfin qu'on l'avait assommé.
Sympa! But you're perfectly healthy, apart from the bump on your head.
Bump? Se demanda Quentin. Coup? Boss?
The police would like to talk to you, said Dr. Fraser. Are you okay with that?
Yes, said Quentin. That's okay.
Dr. Fraser signaled to someone, and Quentin saw a big blonde man come into the hospital room.
Hello, Quentin, he said. I'm Chief Detective Inspector Grisham. How are you feeling?
Comment se sentait-il? Beaucoup mieux à présent qu'il se savait en sécurité.
I'm fine, he said. How is Lisa and Donny?
They're both fine, said the policeman.
I have some questions I'd like to ask you. Is that okay?
Yes, said Quentin, of course. I'll try to answer.
Would you like a translator? Asked Grisham.
Your mother?
No, said Quentin, I'm fine.
Surtout pas sa mère.
Okay, perfect, said the policeman with a smile. Now, how did you discover Donny to start with?
It was Ishka, said Quentin. We walk on the common, and she finds Donny. He says he wants dinner, so I go home to find food, and I see Lisa and Gemini.
Okay, perfect.
And why did you go to West Park?
Donny says West Park is home, but he's scared.
We think...
Lisa think, he corrected.
Lisa thinks, he corrected again. There is a time tunnel, and Donny is back from the First World War because he has a uniform.
Well, in some ways, she's perfectly right, said Grisham. And what happened at West Park? We see a light in the window, said Quentin. There are two men in the office. They study the map of the common. Then the captain discovers us. Lisa says, run, but the man says no, and takes my arm like this. Quentin demonstrated the arm lock with his right hand so as not to disturb the intravenous drip in his left arm. And he takes me to the basement and locks the door, Quentin finished. Why? These men want to find Donnie. They want me to show them Donnie. The captain recognizes us from the common.
You'd seen this man, the captain, before? Asked the policeman.
Quentin se rendit bien compte qu'il était en train de raconter toute l'histoire au présent, tandis que le policier utilisait le prétérit, voire le plus que parfait, mais il était trop fatigué pour faire des efforts de conjugaison. Et d'ailleurs, Grisham semblait le comprendre parfaitement.
Yes, the night before, we take the dogs for a walk at night, and we see the soldiers, with torches, who search for something. They say it's army training, but Lisa telephones the army, and there's no training on the common. How did you find Donnie? He added, using the right construction for a question.
Thanks to Mr. Sage, Lisa's father, said the chief detective inspector.
The dogs went to him, you see. Very intelligent dogs, I must say. He immediately knew there was a problem. So he told them to search for Lisa. They took him to West Park, and he saw the security men. He asked if they'd seen two teenagers, but the men said no. So he told the dogs to search again, and they took him to Donnie. That's when he called us.
Why is Donnie so important to Dr. Morrow? Can he save thousands of lives? Quentin asked.
Donnie is the proof that the experiments conducted by Dr. Morrow and his assistants are illegal, said Grisham. Dr. Morrow has already been convicted for illegal experiments on human beings. But he's very rich and can finance his own research. So, illegal or not, he continued.
What experiment? Asked Quentin.
Well, in theory, Dr. Morrow simply wants to find a vaccine against the H1N1 flu strain, which is a very noble enterprise, said the policeman.
A what? Asked Quentin.
It's a noble project. A vaccine for the H1N1 would save lives. However, the policeman continued, the methods he employed to find the vaccine are completely illegal.
What methods? Asked Quentin.
The policeman sighed. When I said that your friend Lisa was right concerning Donnie, said Grisham slowly, what I meant was that the original Donnie was a soldier during the First World War. He was injured during the war, and then he caught the Spanish flu. But he didn't die of the flu. He recovered thanks to his immune system. He died of his war injuries in West Park later, and his tomb was in West Park Cemetery.
Donnie died a century ago, said Quentin, not sure he had understood correctly.
The original Donnie, confirmed Grisham. The Donnie you found is a clone. A human clone made from the original man's DNA. He's 15 years old. He was made in West Park from the remains of his original.
Avec les explications patientes du policier, Quentin comprit enfin. Donnie n'avait pas voyagé depuis 1918 par l'intermédiaire d'un tunnel dans le temps. Il avait été cloné à partir de l'ADN d'un soldat de la Première Guerre mondiale, mort à la suite de ses blessures, mais qui avait survécu à la grippe espagnole. Morrow avait cloné un être humain comme d'autres chercheurs avaient réussi à cloner une brebis, la fameuse Dolly. Voilà ce qui expliquait les soldats, les chiens, les barbelés. Son expérience était totalement illégale.